وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the concept of dignity when it comes to human rights. And we mentioned in a previous episode that dignity is a God-given right to human being. In fact, it is the essence of every human being to have his dignity. Now, everyone obviously can conclude, I mean, obviously everyone with a sane mind can conclude that there is a necessity to have a government. And people, they must have a ruler, be it a good ruler or a bad ruler, as we say, birrun aw fajr. And in fact, that's a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, and he said, people must have a leader, regardless whether he's good or bad. But a leader must be in place, because people, obviously, can only function when there is leadership and government. And no one could dispute this fact. Now, obviously, the discussion and the debate fell whether what type of government should we have? What type of ruler should we have? So, obviously, this concept we discuss. But when it comes to the essence of it, that we need a government, that we need a ruler, it is something that we do not disagree on. Now, when it comes to the people, and at least those who try to look after the rights of people, and if I can put specifically, let's say, the scholars of, let's say, if I can, you know, juggle these terms, the scholars of politics, because I don't want to call them politicians, because the definition of politicians today, it's very different than what it should be. When I say scholars of politics, because politics itself, it is a form of science, or at least a study, that requires those who have knowledge to deal with it, or to discuss it, or to bring it to people. Not anyone who becomes, or at least joins the parliament, or becomes part of the government, we can call him or give him the title politician, even though they do get it anyway, but sadly. So when we look at these people, these scholars of politics, they try to study whether the human being himself, does he have the right to decide his own fate, which is obviously, like we said, it's part of himself, part of his dignity. As a human being who lives in this world, who lives under a specific system or a specific government, do I and you have the right to decide our own fate? Or is it decided for us? And is this right given to us? Or is it taken from something else? Like, is it part of us that it needs to be given to us? Or no, this only applies to me when the time is right, or when certain things are into place. So do we have this kind of right to decide our own fate? Now, when we look at the answer to this question. And if we want to look at it from either the natural aspects of life, just a human being by himself, without being governed by anything, or with a system, or under religion or a faith, it takes a different answer. So before we dive into the answer, let us take a break, and then we continue, inshallah.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, when we look at the answer to the question that we asked, is it, do we have the right to decide our fate? Or should the government decide it for us? Is it my natural given right? Or is it given to me when the circumstances are correct or right? Now, obviously, stemming from the Quran and from the Ahlul Bayt and from the Islamic teachings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created mankind free. And if they are not free, then they need to fight for their freedom. If I and you are not free, if we cannot decide our own fate, then everything falls apart and everything has no meaning no more, especially when it comes to human rights. Now, the difference between a free person and a slave is that a free person can decide his fate and can decide his destiny, where a slave can't. He's stuck. He's under chains. He's owned by someone else. Now, sometimes these chains and this slavery takes different forms. When I and you are put in a government that we call a dictatorship, where people cannot do anything, then they have no right to decide their own fate or make their own destiny. It's made by them or to them by those who rule them. Now, is this correct? Well, obviously not. That goes against the norm. That goes against the nature of mankind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants a person to create his own fate, because in the hereafter he will be judged upon that, his free choice to make his own free destination or his fate. So when you look at these governments, when you look at these states, they need to give people the right to make their own destination and their own fate. So when politicians, or at least the scholars of politics, as I call them, when they want to look at these laws, they have to make sure that these laws, when they talk about human rights, they have to make sure that the human being or the person, or let's even say the citizen, has the right to make his own choices and his own free decisions and free destination and free fate, if we can say that. And we see that when you look at revolutions throughout history and throughout the world, we see that the main reason why people revolt is the fact that they want to be free to make their own fate and their own destiny, not made by someone else. So now we go back to the topic of dignity. A human being, he's only dignified when he's free. He's only dignified when he has the right to make his choices. He's only dignified when he feels he is living a life of a free person. When he's not, then obviously all these things fall apart. Now, inshallah, we will continue this discussion in episodes to come. Until then, Stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله